Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. This is Woody Bowling. I am the Buckeye Advisor, and welcome to our weekly radio program / podcast. We are coming to you on the radio today. If you're in your car or on the Answer FM app, 94.5 FM, the Answer Dayton, or as I just said, their app is handy dandy. You can take it with it wherever you go, excuse me, easy for me to say on this Saturday and Sunday. But we want to welcome in our co-host, partner in crime, and so much more, Matt McClure.
Hey there, Woody. How's it going?
Good, Matt. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you back with us this week. I think we have another terrific show for our listeners. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot to cram in here. Some great tips for folks as we headed toward 2023, which we're getting late in the month of December now, and I still can't believe it's almost 2023. But we got a lot of great stuff, including kind of a fun segment coming up, taking a look at the 12 days of Christmas and how inflation might make those 12 days a little bit more expensive. I think that's kind of fun. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Well, you said the dirty word inflation. That's probably secondary to the other dirty word we mention on here occasion, and that's taxes. So we try to avoid those, but you know, our audience needs to understand that those words are omnipresent in our life. Taxes won't go away in some variety. And, you know, we're trying to give people great advice every week to educate people on topics of importance that affect their lives before retirement, at retirement, and also during that retirement. We come up with some great things that we can help people formulate a plan and then execute that plan to be successfully retired. And, you know, that's what it's all about, man. We love helping people. I didn't think 6 months ago plus when we started this that we'd be able to fill up the airtime. But, you know, as you mentioned, man, we've got a lot to get to. We somehow, it flies by every week. And we're so grateful for everybody that's taking a listen today, whether you're on the podcast listening to a back episode or whether you're listening to us for the first time or for the 20th time. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And our popularity continues to grow each and every week, Matt. And, you know, that's probably because I have a face for radio, and that's probably the best part of the growth.
Well, no, it's because of all the people going to, you know, thebuckeyeadvisor.com or going to the Facebook page or anything like that and seeing the videos, the YouTube page, seeing the videos. That's why they're coming, because they're like, oh, this is a good looking, handsome man. We gotta hear what he has to say.
Well, hopefully they think that about both of us, right? So I know that I do. But anyways, all kidding aside, you know, this week, a very eventful week, the Federal Reserve decided to go ahead after some foreshadowing comments the week before from Jerome Powell. They decided to fulfill that foreshadowing with just a 50 basis point increase on Wednesday in the federal funds rate. That takes it to a range now of 4 to 4.25. It's an amazing time, Matt. We haven't seen this fast of a pace for federal funds rate increases since the late 1980s. That's how much the sense of urgency in the Fed has developed. And in 5 successive rate increases, they have now gone up 350 basis points, 4 increases of 75 basis points, which in layman's terms is just 0.75 of an interest rate. So 0.75 plus this week's 50 basis points, so 350 basis points, an amazingly high pace not seen since the late 80s. However, we do expect that in first quarter of next year, they will continue to raise probably at a continued slower pace than before. Most people predict another 50 basis points in the first quarter of next year. They are showing at least a willingness to take a look now at more data, slow the rate increases down a little bit, but they still also, the inflation numbers came in a little bit over 7% early in the week, which was just a very slightly smaller number than the month before. So we're not out of the woods, Matt. We are not out of the woods with inflation, nor higher interest rates. So, you know, it continues. We like to demonstrate our value with the folks that are listening and the clients that I work with. We come up with great solutions, how we can increase retirement income with not as much money as people expect, all kinds of things that we can bring, tax-free income at retirement, another biggie that we'll probably hit on a little bit during the show today. So Matt, let's get this thing going. A busy week. And, you know, plus we have the holiday season of Christmas and New Year right around the corner, Hanukkah for others. So let's get this thing going.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those very words of wisdom this time around, would he come from Will Rogers? That guy who basically did everything in his life, I feel like. He was a performer, actor, social commentator. He was known as Oklahoma's favorite son. He was an entertainer and a humorist who traveled around the world three times. He made 71 films, wrote more than 4,000 nationally syndicated newspaper columns. I mean, this is Will Rogers, folks. He knew a thing or two. He did a thing or two. And here's what he said one time, including that one of those dirty words that you had mentioned earlier, Woody. Here's his quote. "The difference between death and taxes is death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets." So says Will Rogers.
Yeah, Will, a very respected American icon in our culture. And, you know, in the 20th century, he was a hero of sorts to many people and a man of many things. So, you know, that quote couldn't be more true. We do have a new Congress starting in January that's going to be Republican-led. I don't know if that means they'll get anything actually done. It's probably going to create more gridlock. Maybe it'll slow down the Biden spending plans. That's the reason I think they were elected, probably. So, you know, imminently death is out there for everyone and taxes as well. So, you know, there's a concept that we use in our planning process called the power of zero. Very, very important, because zero meaning no taxes or tax-free. So there's different ways to get there, different vehicles that can lead us down that path. And a lot of people never hear about that type of vehicle from their traditional financial advisor, who's only concerned about how much money they have in their account. We're going to dump it all into mutual funds. We're going to split it 60-40 with stocks and bond mutual funds. And that's it. So, you know, and if you have a minimum account of 500 grand, you can talk to them in person. If not, you're going to get, someone on their staff or perhaps, or even a call center. And that's how you're going to communicate with that firm. So, you know, we have personal service. I will come to you. You can come to my office at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro. Just getting that underway finally. And the signage is getting ready to be installed. So very exciting time, but, you know, Will Rogers, a great guy, funny guy, great sense of humor, and we appreciate that as well, because we like to have a sense of humor and have some fun on our show.
That's right. That's right. And as evidenced by the fact that the dad joke of the week is going to come up a little bit later on in the show here. And that's always a favorite of, I know, all of our listeners, but especially me, because I count myself among the listeners of the Buckeye Advisor, even though I work here too. But, you know, you know how that goes. All right. So let's move along here, Woody, as we come to, as I mentioned at the beginning, the end of 2022. Believe it or not, yep, it is upon us. And so we got some important reminders for folks here, right? So the first one having to do with Social Security.
Social Security, you know, when it was implemented, we've mentioned this a time or two before, in the 30s. I think it was 1935, if I remember correctly. The average lifespan was around 60, 61 years old for the average American. And that was basically when they wanted the benefit to start. Why is that? Because they didn't want to spend the money. They didn't really see it as a Social Security net or safety net that it is today, where two-thirds or more of Americans rely solely. And when I say solely, that means that's their only source of income. So it's a big deal. 8.7%. Very, very solid increase, and that people will start seeing that in January. The drawback is they've had to experience inflation at a near record pace as well that we haven't seen in a couple, three decades. So, you know, it's the bad with the good or vice versa. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? So Social Security increase is a great thing. Inflation is bad. And so many people only rely on that because companies today don't offer the standard, you know, pensions that they used to offer back in the day. You work here for 30 years, we're going to give you that pension for life. But at the same time, they also didn't offer things like 401ks or 403bs in many cases. So, you know, it's flipped. And if people take advantage of those 403bs and 401ks and they contribute the maximums pre-tax and the employer matches a percentage, you can come out way ahead at the tail end of this thing if you plan right. And that's what we want to emphasize always, for people to participate in those savings plans, take advantage of it. I know there's listeners today that say, Woody, I'll talk to you, but it's going to be a couple of years before I'm ready to retire. That's okay. I mean, if you need some advice on your 403b contributions or 401k, I'll be happy to help you with that, a no charge or free consultation. And there might be some other paths that we can help you with. So, you know, we're on the lookout for our clients and clients to be.
Yeah. And that is the COLA for Social Security, they call it. No, it's not, you know, the diet COLA or anything like that. It is the cost of living adjustment. But we call it the COLA for short because we love a good acronym. Right. So that's that for 2023. And also new tax brackets. And actually, you know, I was thinking about this not long ago, that your COLA, the cost of living adjustment, could actually affect the tax bracket that you're in. You know, if you're kind of right on the cusp and you get that increase of a Social Security payment of 8.7%, you know, maybe that could be enough to throw you into a higher tax bracket. But those tax brackets, the dollar amounts for each tax bracket and for which tax bracket you fit into based on your income, those are what's going up, not the actual percentage that you pay in each of the brackets.
Right. And it is a concern because people need to be aware, and a lot of people that just get their taxes prepared each year, they drag all their stuff to the office. The person punches it all in, ask them a couple of questions. How's the kids? How's the grandkids? And that's it. There's really no consultation or planning on that. Now, that is different for people that have higher net worths. But ultimately, as an advisor, we want to get people, we want them to be aware that you can defer taxes on certain investments much longer in many cases and avoid current taxation rates, especially if you're still working and you're in a higher tax bracket. Why would you have your investment accounts in completely taxable accounts when there are alternatives that can provide great returns and also be tax deferred vehicles? So why wouldn't you take the earnings or the income from those investments, shift that down the road into a time when you're potentially retired or closer and your tax bracket is lower? So when you do pay the taxes on those gains, whether they're long-term or short-term gains, it makes complete sense. But a lot of people don't think about that, and their advisors are never going to tell them about some of the things that we work with. I mean, we work with structured notes. We have some structured notes that are unbelievable this year in 2022. They are IOUs issued by some of the biggest financial corporations in the world. They're usually issued in 12 to 24 month increments. You know, some of the potential yields that we've seen this year on the coupon rate has been anywhere from 8 to 12 to 14% in the past few months this year. There's no guarantees on where they're going to be next month, but we get a new batch of notes every month. And it's always interesting to see how those terms are negotiated by our firm that we use as our investment advisory firm. So fixed indexed annuities, another great way to defer taxes, whether it's a non-IRA account, this especially makes sense because you can get market-like returns, you can get principal protection, and believe me, some of these fixed indexed annuity products that I work with historically return numbers that are very, very solid and very market-like. Plus, Matt, you're avoiding paying the taxes on those investments while you're in the highest tax bracket that you're in, probably when you're in your 50s and early 60s. Typically, that's when people are making their most money, right? But yeah, not always. You know, people can do second jobs after they've had a certain career before they, you know, finally decide we're done. I've seen all those different scenarios play out. So tax brackets, it's a big deal. We want to make sure people are being tax efficient. That's what we value in our practice. And we've got the resources to help us put together cases to show our listeners, you know, how effective we can be with that.
Yeah. And if you folks would like to take advantage of that knowledge, experience, and those plans that can be put in place for you, specifically for you, not just some one-size-fits-all thing, but just for you, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201, 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, you mentioned there, you know, people sort of not considering or being, you know, not a priority to consider the tax consequences that they might face in retirement. Well, something else I think that people might kind of have fly under the radar for them, required minimum distributions, RMDs. Those can really kind of, you know, bite you in the you-know-where when you get on into retirement. So talk about RMDs. What they are and why they are so troublesome to a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're meaning but, as in B-U-T-T, a four-letter word that I think we can get by here on the radio program. It won't offend anyone. They can bite people in the butt. And, you know, most people that I work with don't really care if they get them. They'd prefer not to. They just rather the money grow. But in some cases, you know, people, I have people that are drawing income monthly from their retirement accounts, their IRA accounts, that we've got traditional IRAs. You know, an RMD comes from an account that's never been taxed. So it's a pre-tax account, usually started out as a 401k or 403b. It's been rolled over to an IRA in most cases, an individual retirement account. So I've had people ask me, you know, that are couples, can we do an IRA together? Unfortunately, the answer is no, because even though I like their attitude of teamwork, Uncle Sam doesn't. Uncle Sam wants everybody to stand on their own with their own IRA accounts. So RMDs, you know, due to the tax changes from a couple, 3 years ago when President Trump was in office, it used to be that people had to take their distribution, their first one, by age 70 and a half. That's when their distribution started. The table is printed by the IRS, put together. I have that table printed, keep it with me all the time. So each year, as you get older, you have to take a very slightly higher percentage based on the factor and based on the value of that account as of December 31st from the previous year. That is how the RMD is calculated. Many people probably haven't heard that before. Again, that's just part of knowing what's going on in the tax world and the investment world, which we do as an independent fiduciary advisor, you know, licensed in the insurance side and also the investment advisory side. So look, RMDs now don't have to be taken until you're age 72 for the first time. But Matt, if people were already drawing RMDs, there was no change for them. They have to continue plugging along. There's no deferral period. Once it came into effect, it's done. So if you're already were taking them when this started, you have to keep taking them. The new law is age 72. Which gives people a couple of extra years of growth in their account if they don't want to take the RMD. But look, you know, we do some creative things with RMDs for our clients. If they're relatively healthy, there are certain life insurance products that we can dump that RMD into. We can provide a tax-free death benefit that might help the beneficiary, whether it's a spouse or kids. It might help them with their own tax bill in the event of the sudden loss of the you know, primary person involved. So the clients need to really understand, if they pass and the account was a traditional IRA, if it's going to a spouse, typically the spouse is going to be okay. There's not going to be immediate tax implications. If it's both people have died, and then it's going to the kids, then you've got an inherited IRA situation, and that whole situation changes because now they have to unload that account or clear it out within 10 years. So that's another change. So, you know, we're here to make sure people understand the tax efficiencies that can be had if they look. And that's what we try to do, is we try to look, as you mentioned a little bit ago, not everybody's situation is the same. It's not one size fits all. We're going to try to find a unique situation and solution for everyone that's out there, because everyone's different.
Yeah. One size fits you, one size fits you, one size fits me. It's not one size fits all. Everybody is individualized because everybody's situation is different. And, you know, a lot of people, they hear this about RMDs and they say, well, you know, what do you, could I, is there a possibility that I could kick the IRS out of my retirement plan and not really have to take RMDs at all? Like, is that a thing that can happen?
It can. And I will mention the fact that if someone fails to take that required minimum distribution in that year, that the penalty can be up to 50% of that distribution. So if someone had $200,000 and their minimum distribution was $7,000, let's say, or $8,000, and you didn't take it properly and on time, you could be penalized up to half of that amount in your bank account. So look, it's going to hit you in the wallet hard. And going back to the part about kicking the IRS out of retirement, we love to help people do that. We've got strategies of different degrees and different areas. You know, Roth IRAs. Does it make sense to convert that traditional IRA to a Roth? And the answer is, it's not always the best thing to do. But in some cases, it makes complete sense. And if people understood the long-term tax implications of doing that and how much they can save, which can be tens of thousands in taxes over the long run, over a 15, 20, 25 year period, more people would look at doing it. And again, it depends whether they're still working, the amount to be converted. Maybe it makes sense to do it in one shot. Maybe it makes sense to do it over a 3 or 4 year period so that we can fill up those existing tax brackets each year with as much as we can. And then we go ahead and bite the bullet, pay the taxes. You're still working, pay the taxes. And then when you get to that point of retirement, guess what? All that money in that Roth account is tax-free. The growth is tax-free. The distributions, the income piece is tax-free. So very, very good things. Tax-free can be your friend in retirement.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think good news for a lot of people who think, oh gosh, you know, what is my tax situation going to be? Or if they're, you know, some of those that we were talking about earlier who might not even consider tax consequences of, you know, what they might face in retirement until, oh yeah, I'm still going to have to pay Uncle Sam. Because you think, you know, they call it income tax, right? And you think, oh, if I'm not working, you know, there's not like a paycheck coming from an employer for them to just take it off the top, you know. But they're gonna get their hands on that money one way or another, because Uncle Sam's going to get what's coming to him, you know.
He is. And I run into a lot of people in that are coming towards the 65 year because they're coming up on Medicare, which I help them, you know, with Medicare consultation. But they also come to the realization that, well, even though I can go on Medicare and get a better health plan than what I'm getting at work, their decision on whether they want to keep working and when they start Social Security and regarding their full retirement age, their FRA, according to Social Security, all those factors have to be looked at, and how much longer they want to work before they kick off that Social Security benefit. And once they hit their full retirement age, then they can make as much as they want without being penalized with a portion of their Social Security being taken away during that following year when they make too much money. So it's a big deal. It requires planning. It requires foresight and knowledge. And I love helping people do that.
Yeah. And if you would like to have Woody do that for you, folks, thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website, or you can give them a call at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. 6201. We've got a lot more to come in the show. Just about time to wrap up the first half of it, though, as we've got This Week in History coming up. We've got the dad joke of the week also, and we've got a New Year financial checklist for you as we head toward 2023. All that much more coming up in the second half of the Buckeye Advisor. Stick around. We'll come back in just a few.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
During this festive time of year, Woody Bowling, host of The Buckeye Advisor, would like to wish all of you listening a very Merry Christmas. And remember, you can schedule your free retirement consultation for this December or for right after the new year by visiting thebuckeyeadvisor.com. It's a $1,500 value provided at no cost to you this holiday season. Visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And Merry Christmas from all of us.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I am Matt McClure, the co-host of The Buckeye Advisor. No, I'm not The Buckeye Advisor himself, so all the paparazzi out there, you can leave me alone. It's not me. It's Woody Bowling. And he is here right now with the dad joke of the week.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
Matt, welcome back to segment two of this week's show. I'm excited to share one. I thought it might be appropriate now that Christmas is right around the corner to make our dad joke of the week that theme, okay? Matt, why is Santa so good at karate?
I'm afraid to ask, but why is Santa so good at karate?
Because he has a black belt.
Oh, he does. It's a big black belt too, so he must be really good.
So nobody messes with Santa. We didn't know until now. Probably most of our listeners didn't know that he had a black belt of that variety. So don't mess with Santa is all I'm going to say. Be nice and not naughty. Hopefully our listeners have all been nice this week. And occasionally some of them probably have been naughty, but that's okay. We'll forgive them if Santa will.
It's This Week in History.
A big birthday for a big man. This one, Woody, I'll let you take that one away.
Well, I got to say, I enjoyed watching this guy play December 16th, which happens to be my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy. And she also will get a present live and in person. But this gentleman, William Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, was born in 1962. His nickname was the stove, the dishwasher. No, it was the refrigerator because of his girth and size. And Perry was an amazing defensive tackle. He played for the Super Bowl winning 1985 Chicago Bears. Just a lovable big guy who made a big impact on the field and off the field. And if I'm not mistaken, Matt, I think he had about 30 sacks in his career or pretty close to it. And he even played fullback a little bit and may have scored a touchdown or two as a fullback, if I believe that was part of his history with the Bears as well. And that was coached by Mike Ditka. Love the guy.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, he was 6'2", 335 pounds. He surely was not a wide receiver. So there we go for that. So cool. So William Perry, born on the 16th of December, 1962. Well, then there was another big moment on the 17th of December, going back to 1903, the first ever airplane took flight. Orville and Wilbur Wright, the Wright brothers, taking flight on the shores of North Carolina. And they had the first successful flight in history on December 17th, 1903. Orville piloted the gasoline-powered propeller-driven biplane. It stayed aloft for 12 seconds, and it covered 120 feet on its first foray into the sky. That was, I mean, a huge moment in history for, you know, man to take flight. And I wish that I could get more than 120 feet, but I wish that I could go somewhere in about 12 seconds on an airplane because, you know, it's not always the best experience in the world right now.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, Dayton, Ohio, home of Wilbur and Orville Wright. And I know there's a little back and forth with that town in North Carolina where that flight took place about being first in flight. But look, these guys were from Dayton. Dayton is first in flight. So I know all of my fellow Daytonians and Buckeyes would agree that we are the first in flight. That changed fundamentally the entire transportation industry in this country. It's unbelievable to be us, for us to go to Dayton or Cincinnati, step on a plane, get off in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, Fort Myers Airport, two hours and 15 minutes later, an amazing contribution to society that forever changed us as a people. And yes, you're right. It can be very aggravating to travel by plane. It's not my favorite to step into that flying tube, as you some people say, but it gets you from A to Z much quicker than the old car. But those two guys were amazing.
That's right. And then one more here, Woody, for our listeners really quick, because this one was, it's funny. The Simpsons actually made its debut on this day back in 1989, on the 17th back in 1989. And it's aired 738 new episodes since then. It actually, you know, made its debut as a Christmas special, and then became the series that we all knew as the Simpsons there. And then also on the 18th, I think my favorite Christmas cartoon ever, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, aired first on this date on the 18th back in 1966. It aired on CBS for the very first time. The book also made into the movie back in 2000, starring Jim Carrey. I actually like that version of it too, but the classic 1966 How the Grinch Stole Christmas will always be my favorite.
The Grinch is one of my favorites, but I have to say number one is going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Unfortunately, Rudolph is the tops. I have the show recorded every year. I watch it several times during the Christmas season because it reminds me of childhood. It's just a great thing to think about. And The Simpsons, over 700 plus episodes. In 1989, I was just out of college, finding my way. I remember when the show came on, we watched and we thought it was amusing. Nancy Cartwright, who is from Springfield, Ohio, if I'm not mistaken, voices Bart Simpson. She's still doing it today. An amazing run for that show. I don't know if it's outlived its good or not, but I guess there are people that still support it or else they wouldn't air it. But anyways, good stuff on This Week in History. Love that segment of our show. And it's just something a little different. And we hope our listeners enjoy it. And if you have your own joke, dad joke you want to suggest, email it to me, woody@thebuckeyeadvisor.com. I will take your joke under advisement. And if I play it, I will name your first name if you're okay with it. Or if you have just any general questions, Matt, you know, we want to encourage our listeners, reach out. If you just have a quick question, you want me to answer it on the air, we will address it. woody@thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And my number is 937-974-6201. I know the holiday season, people aren't as interested in getting together. It slows down just a smidge, and it gives us all time to take a breath and to be thankful for our blessings. But, you know, hey, we've got some more here in the show that we think is going to help our listeners achieve greater things.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we start by taking a look forward to the new year, which is just a couple of weeks away now. And we want to give you folks, our listeners, a few tips here, a few items for your checklist for the new year when it comes to your finances. So let's start this New Year's checklist for your finances off here, Woody, with number one, which is to pay off your credit card balances. A very important one.
Super important. And the reason being simply because interest rates on those are atrocious. Credit card companies have their marketing down pat. They work with other people like Credit Karma and other places that help you check your credit scores and track it. Experian. Everybody wants to help you keep track of your credit score, including the actual credit cards. I have a Discover card that updates me every time I log in to pay the balance in full each month, which is what I do. And I would recommend people do if they can. Everybody wants in on the credit score game because they want to get you another credit card or they want to increase your limit on the one you have. So you got to be careful. If it's too much to pay cash for, I'm not opposed to using 90 days same as cash, 6 months same as cash, and even a year. I mean, you can go in and buy furniture or large appliance packages and do a year with no interest. And here's the key. Mentally, you got to divide that amount that you're buying into bite-sized monthly morsels so that you can pay that monthly and you don't get stuck with a large deferred interest bill at the end of the 12th month if you don't pay it off. That's the key. And that's what people, you know, by paying that $30 minimum payment on a $3,000 purchase that you made 6 months ago, you're setting yourself up for a huge bill coming due. And most people, let's face it, they're not ready for it. They don't want to pay it. And they've already made the decisions along the way without planning for that all at once big expenditure. So they're really not much better than where they started before they made the purchase. And that's, you know, that's problematic for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely unfortunate there. And you got to watch out for that accruing interest because, you know, you, as you say, you'll have that big bill coming due at the end of everything. You'll think, oh, great, I got this 6 months or a year or whatever with no interest at all. And then at the end of that period, and according to the terms of whatever the deal is that you sign, because some of them are different and some of them don't have interest that accrues. If you can find one like that, great. But a lot of them, they'll get you with that interest that builds up over that 6 months or year period.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it is. If you don't pay it, the interest hits that 13th month, boom. And you're like, whoops, I should have done that.
Absolutely.
But, hey, you know, that's the part about being human is that procrastination. And it can be good in some cases, rarely, but most of the time it's our enemy as far as getting things done. The more you procrastinate, typically the situation doesn't get better, it gets worse.
Yeah, that is definitely true. As someone who has been a procrastinator in life, I can vouch for that statement. All right, well, number two on this New Year financial checklist is to maximize your tax bracket with a Roth conversion. We touched on this earlier, but it's an important one to talk about going into the new year.
It is. And, you know, we've said it before, we'll say it again probably every week. When you can convert your, when it makes sense, you can convert a taxable account, an IRA or a 403B, 401k, if you can convert that and it makes sense based on numbers that you're going to come out ahead tax-wise, a Roth IRA is a wonderful way to get closer to that power of zero in retirement, meaning kicking Uncle Sam out the door in your, as far as being a partner with you in retirement, because we don't want Uncle Sam hanging around with his hand out like he always does.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, he's a greedy uncle. He's going to get what is coming to him. And he's got to watch out for that and plan for it. So number three is set a monthly budget for your retirement. I think a lot of people hear that and they're like, ugh, I got to sit down. I got to get my spreadsheets out. I got to have, you know, a master's degree in calculus and long division and underwater basket weaving or whatever to be able to figure this out. But I don't think that's true. I think it can be a lot simpler than people want to make it.
It can be. And I want to check out that underwater basket weaving class you just mentioned. I'm going to see if it's available at the local junior college or something. It may very well be worth looking into as just a kind of a self-fulfillment, kind of a self-growth thing in 2023.
Yeah. And then you could say, hey, I can actually do it. You know,
I love that. So it doesn't have, I will say this, people today are so technology driven. I've run into clients that I sit down with in our first meeting and they break out the spreadsheets and they want to pull them up and show me. And I mean, they account for everything, which is not a bad thing always. But, you know, sometimes you got to give yourself a break and not be, in my opinion, you don't have to always beat yourself up to the point of that 28 cents that you spent on a piece of bubble gum or a peppermint stick at the local store. You know what I mean? I just think people get carried away with a little bit. But do I think planning is important in the monthly budget? It's a vital part of being successful in your long-term planning. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 60s. Planning and a budget, very important. And you got to be realistic. And Matt, I think, you know, for what's worked for me and worked for lots of other people I know is just writing the stuff down on a pad of paper. Sit down if you're married or you have a significant other that's involved in this planning process. Talk it out. Put it down on paper. Be honest. Put down all the expenses monthly. Don't skip things. Pay yourself for your retirement. We've mentioned that a time or two or 10. Very important. Pay yourself. Set something in your budget. Unless you're really close to retirement and you're not doing that anymore, you've got the money accumulated and you're getting ready to step into the phase where you either want to maintain all that money or you want to start decumulating it, mean distributing it out as retirement income monthly or quarterly. That budget, paying yourself for your future retirement expenses, is a huge thing to do. And when people do it and they are honest with each other, couples are happier long term. Individuals will feel more secure as they come towards retirement, and they'll feel more prepared, which ultimately benefits their state of mind. And that whole state of mind thing, that carries over every day. So when you get into a year like 2022, where the stock market has been very difficult throughout the year, even up until now, and a lot of my clients have part of their assets, we've distributed those into a different type of account, a fixed indexed annuity that provides principal protection, market-like growth when the index is growing, provides no growth or no loss. So there's a 0% chance you lose money with the principal protection part of it. So if people have 30, 40, 50% of their retirement assets set up in a fixed indexed annuity IRA or Roth IRA or whatever, it's a great thing for that whole mental state of mind. You know, yes, people have been upset about the market this year. Yes, we think that it will bounce back, hopefully the second half of 2023, maybe before, maybe not. So when the Fed stops raising rates, historically, that's when the market begins to really recover. They're not done yet. So we think that's going to be Q1 of next year, possibly into Q2. But planning for retirement, that monthly budget is uber duper important.
Yeah, definitely an important thing. Well, the next item on our New Year's financial checklist is develop a plan to pay off your house. I think that is one. Speaking of you know, tasks that seem daunting, people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, I owe X amount on my mortgage. I don't know how I'm ever going to do this. But I think it can go a long way toward their happiness if they're able to tackle that.
Yeah, I mean, financial security, having that house paid off is huge. There's a ton of calculators on the internet that will help people plug in how much they owe on the home, plug in their interest rate on their mortgage, and then also it will show them, and many of them will customize an amount a year. So if you want to pay the house off in 12 years, 8 years, 17 years, whatever it is, you can plug those in and they'll give you the exact amount of principal and interest that you need to pay. The only thing that could change would be if your property taxes go up or your homeowner's insurance, because you can't forget about the taxes and insurance in that monthly payment also. Most people are escrowing that through their mortgage company. Very important. Take a look at that. If you need help with that, I'll help. I'll be happy to help and give advice on how to get that done.
And you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody at 937-974-6201. 937-974-6201. Well, next on this New Year's financial checklist is to maximize your Social Security income benefit. We talked about the fact that it's going up because of the cost of living adjustment in the new year. But there are ways that, you know, I always say control the things that you can control. And this is one of those things that you actually can control when it comes to Social Security and to your retirement income as a result.
Yeah, it boils down to planning again, and where do you stand, you know, as you age closer to that retirement, the full retirement age, you know, how much do you have saved? How much do you need monthly in retirement to supplement that Social Security? How much have you accumulated? We've got lots of vehicles that'll help maximize that monthly income in retirement. that many advisors never talk about. Is the 4% rule still the rule? I read an article this week that one of the big major player banks came out and said the 4% rule, which has been the golden rule for 3 decades now or so, they said that they believe people should drop down to 2 to 3% for their withdrawals now on their savings and then adjust it slightly for inflation. That's a big difference, Matt. We have guaranteed distribution, lifetime income distribution products that can offer people up to 5.15% guaranteed income for life at age 65, 66, 67. It's a big difference. So if you've got 2 to 3% and your money's all in the market and the market's off 20, 30% this year, you've got some serious decisions to make on what you're going to do for your income distribution strategy. And this is not a great scenario where people's income coming right into retirement, where they're looking at kicking it off and they're assuming the stock market continues to grow and it doesn't grow for a year or possibly two, or maybe a little bit longer. So it's the retirement savings can take a big dent during a time like this. And it goes back to what we've talked about before, the sequence of returns. And it's never the same for everybody, depending on when they retire. So if that sequence of returns is very negative the first couple of years of retirement and your income kicked off then, it can be very harmful to your long-term benefits of having those retirement accounts.
Well, then the next item on our list here, Woody, is bond replacement. And do that to really get rid of those fees and stop bleeding your safe money, because, you know, bonds have really taken a beating.
Historically bad year for bonds. The damage isn't done yet. Rates are still going up, Matt. I mean, it's a simple thing most people haven't heard of. They need to talk to me if they really want to understand it and sit down and look at viable solutions to replacing those bonds with something that makes much more sense these days.
Tax loss harvesting is another one that is here on the list. And I think a lot of people might be like, say what? Like, what is tax loss harvesting? So in a nutshell, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, basically it's deciding that towards year end, you've lost money in the market and you make the decision to go ahead and sell those investments and you're going to harvest those losses to use them to maximize the amount that you can use as a tax deduction for 2022. However, there are holding periods where you have to stay out of those same things that you just owned. You can't own that stock or mutual fund again for a certain amount of time. So you have to be careful about that. But some people do it. It's just a tax strategy. Is it right for everyone? Not always. Is it right in some cases? Sure it is.
Absolutely. All right. And the most important thing, we cannot stress this one enough, is to schedule a retirement consultation with Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, today. That's the most important one of these, right?
It is. I mean, we want to talk to people. We want to help them. We are appreciated and blessed that we're able to come each week to the folks that listen. We're making a difference in people's lives. I've been doing it for 13 years. And look, it's a consultation. We're going to figure out where you are, where you want to be, talk about how I'm a fit or you're a fit in my practice, and vice versa. And then we're going to decide, you know, whether we want to work together. And if we do, that commitment's there for a long-term relationship. And you're going to get great service from me. You're going to get great ideas. And we're going to be checking in with you all along the way to make sure the strategies are working as we design them to.
And you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com to schedule that free consultation or call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
And so our inflation demonstration this time around has a Christmas theme, and it is the 12 days of Christmas. I think PNC Bank, one of the big banks in the country, does this every year. It's the Christmas Price Index, and it's based, Woody, on the 12 days of Christmas, the song. And so they take like those items and see how much the items have gone up in price over the past year. And so, like, for example, the cost of a partridge in a pear tree is $280.18 this year. That's up about a quarter. It's up 25.8% from last year. Yeah. I got to get rid of my partridge, I guess. There's a hot market for them. Three French hens up 25% to $318. Five gold rings up 39%. Eight maids of milking, that has stayed the same actually since 2009 because the maids of milking apparently make minimum wage, and that hasn't gone up since 2009. And then let's see here. Nine ladies dancing up 10%. The whole entire thing. Just to put it in a nutshell here, $45,523.27. That's up 10.5% overall. That's your 12 days of Christmas inflation index there.
That's a bunch. And that song takes quite a while to get it done. And those maids of milking may be doing, they may be working in China, making very minimum wage, that could be contributing to the fact that their cost has been able to stay the same.
Right there.
That's an interesting survey. I love that. It puts things in perspective. It's another a neat way to view things, and it does shed a comedy light on something as serious as Christmas.
Yeah.
But you know, let's not forget, inflation's been brutal. The year's almost over. You know, I'm proud of the people that have hung in there and all the clients that we have and all that we will have and all the listeners, because it's not been an easy year. But you know what? That's what people do. We're Americans. We're tough. We have fortitude and gratitude for all that we've been given. I think most people do. And look, you need a coach. You need a financial quarterback. That's what I'm here for. Matt, that's why we're here every week producing these entertaining and informative shows. And we hope people appreciate it. And, you know, we look to hear from you very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.